Did you have a good night, Captain Cross? Aiden shrugged and kept moving toward the Temple of the Elders, his black robe swirling around his ankles with every long stride.
Same as usual.
Waving his farewell to the guardian who had called out to him, Aiden passed beneath the massive Torii gate into the open-air center courtyard. As his bare feet carried him silently across the cool stone floor, a gentle breeze ruffled his hair and teased his senses with its fragrance. Energized as he was, he could have remained in the field and fought longer, but the elders forbade it. For an age now, they had insisted that every guardian return to the temple complex at regular intervals. They claimed it was to give them time to rest, but Aiden knew this wasn't the entire reason. Guardians needed very little downtime. The archway behind him was the true purpose of the order to return. Huge and colored a shocking red, it was so imposing that it forced every guardian to stare and read the warning engraved in the ancient language. Beware of the key that turns the lock. Due to lack of proof, he had begun to doubt the existence of the key. Perhaps the legend was merely a tool to inspire fear, to urge the guardians forward, to keep them on their toes and prevent them from becoming lax in their duties.
Hi, Captain.
He turned his head at the soft purr and met the dark eyes of Morgan, one of the playful guardians whose job it was to fill in dreams of surfing on the beach or weddings, among countless other joyous activities. Slowing, he altered his course to meet her where she peeked out from behind a fluted column of alabaster stone.
What you doing?
He asked, his mouth curved in an indulgent smile.
The elders are looking for us.
Oh? His eyebrows rose. It was rarely a good thing to be summoned.
So you're hiding? Clever girl.
Let's frolic by the stream,
she suggested in a husky whisper,
and I'll tell you what I heard.
No fool, he. Aiden nodded without hesitation. When a lovely player was in the mood to be playful, one didn't question the offer. He led her stealthily away, descending from the raised marble platform to the grass beyond, steadying Morgan down the sloping path to the heated stream below. Aiden took a moment to enjoy the pristine beauty of the new day and the panoramic vista of rolling green hills, bubbling streams, and raging waterfalls. Over the rise, his home waited, an image of sliding shoji doors and tatami mats over hardwood floors came into his mind. It was sparsely furnished, the colors muted, everything chosen with peace and tranquility in mind. Small and intimate, it was his refuge, albeit a lonely one. With a careless wave of his hand, he silenced the water so that a breathless hush weighted the air. He had no wish to strain his hearing or shout to be heard. Discarding the robes of their respective stations, his black to display his elevated rank, hers multicolored in honor of her frivolity, they sank naked into the steaming water. Resting against a small shelf of rock, Aiden closed his eyes and tugged his companion closer.
It's unusually quiet today, he murmured.
Because of Dylan.
Morgan curled into his side, her small breasts a delicious pressure against his skin.
He claimed to have found the key.
The news didn't affect Aiden in any way. Every few centuries a guardian fell prey to their desire to live the legend. It was nothing new, although the elders took every mistaken discovery seriously.
Which clue did he miss?
He asked, knowing that he personally would never miss one. Occasionally dreamers would show some signs, but never all of them. If they had, he would kill them without question.
His dreamer couldn't actually see his features, as Dylan thought. Turns out, the dreamer's fantasy of how Dylan looked just happened to be very close in appearance to reality.
Ah. The most common error, and one that was made more and more frequently. Dreamers didn't have the ability to see into the twilight, so they couldn't discern the true features of the guardians who spent time with them. Only the mythical key could see them as they were. But the other